here at the 2019 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX convention in Spokane, Washington. And with me in the studio lounge is Rachel Farrell from Northwest Community Credit Union.
Yeah, welcome. That's correct. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Really meant. How's the conference going for you so far?
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
Connecting with many people, learning all about emerging risks, getting caught up on regulatory compliance issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really great to come together with such a vast group of credit union professionals and to be a part of it has been just so great so far.
Very cool. So what do you do at Northwest Community? What's your job title? What's your position there?
My job title is an industrial hemp program analyst for the PSA side.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah.
Industrial what?
Yeah, industrial hemp.
Industrial hemp?
Yeah.
H-E-M-P?
Yeah, hemp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah. So
title.
Yeah, it's a vast title, very complex. I work on the BSA side of the house, the Bank Secrecy Act side of the house, making sure that our program is robust in its AML program.
Okay.
To make sure that we are mitigating the risk on our end by having these clients that are serving the underserved. It's a legal product federally, and while we're waiting for guidance, we're just making sure that everything that they're doing is good to go.
On the up and up.
Yeah.
Right on. Good for you guys.
Excellent.
Wow. Yeah. This is a position that probably didn't exist 5 years ago.
No.
Much less maybe 2 years ago. I'm trying to think when they legalized.
About a year ago.
Okay, a year ago. So this is something brand new to all of us, I would think, including you.
Including myself.
So what prompted you to take this position? Obviously, it's career advancement and that type of stuff, but what interests you, what attracts you to this position?
Well, I was working in with our compliance department in the BSA, learning about anti-money laundering, red flags, and risk mitigation, and I just kind of got a little bit of a hook for it. And when I found out that we were able to have a product come into our credit union that was unique, challenging, and complex, I was a little bit excited about it.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. of course, the era of it being like overriding of cannabis is intimidating.
Yeah.
It's intimidating for anybody who has personal liability issues and things like that. But I found it to be really engaging, learning a lot all the time, consistently having to review policy and procedure and regulatory changes that are constant.
Oh, I can imagine,
But it's been very exciting.
So well, you're in like uncharted territory.
Yeah.
You're one of the pioneers out there.
Yeah, we're building the base.
You're building the base. I like it. Well, I wanted to get to what we were originally going to talk about, but this has really intrigued me.
Sure.
So I apologize for going off of this little tangent here. But you're also in the Young Professional Leads program.
That's correct, yeah.
So tell me about that and what you think of it and what you're getting out of it.
Yeah, so we had to apply, as you may know, we had to apply to be a Young Professional Leads to be able to attend the MAX conference, which was sponsored by the NWCUA. I originally applied because I'm trying to grow as a young professional and a leader to help support myself and help support my credit union. And getting all the tools and access to high-level meetings is a great way to give you perspective as a young professional emerging leader internally. So I was very excited about that, and then doing all the questions and really looking through my life to make sure I was really prepared for it was fantastic. So, and so far the experience has been exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Anything stand out for you so far? I know we're still kind of in the first day and a half of the conference, but anything stand out for you so far?
So far, it was really early in the morning, but there was a nice think tank that had happened with the NWCUF.
The foundation breakfast.
As young professional leads, we got to help facilitate conversations over solving problems in unique situations.
Really?
Yeah, so we had these questions prompted to us at our tables, and we led a group of people that we were with, mainly executives from other institutions, as the purpose of this conference is to bring everyone together. And we were able to kind of bring together ideas for a product or a service to help with the idea of renting and housing and ownership, depending on a diverse situation. So that was really great. I love think tanking, so I'm all about it.
And yeah, that's fun. That's fun.
Up some great products.
Indeed. So what are some of your takeaways? What do you want to take back to Northwest Community Credit Union when you go back there on Monday morning, so to speak?
Yeah, when I head back, I'm really hoping to take this experience and this knowledge and move it forward within the skills that I already have. I'm hoping to take the red flags that I've been learning about and the upcoming trends that I've been learning about so far. And I mean, there's so much more to learn, but I'm hoping to take those things back and really implement them in the work I'm already doing to make sure that our program stays in its positive, robust form. And I'm hoping that I can also take these tools and build on that and support our businesses in general or our credit unions, AML in general.
So. Pretty cool. Wow. So what attracted you to this program? I mean, obviously, career advancement, get more experience, network with CEOs, that type of stuff.
Yeah, you kind of nailed it.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
We're done here. No, I mean, a part of me is this personal growth is a really big thing. And if I'm not learning and I'm not gaining more perspective, then I'm not being a benefit to my where I'm at. In my position in my job, I need that feeling of being fulfilled comes from self-advancement. And whether or not I become, gain in position doesn't really matter as long as I'm able to build my leadership skills to support people around me. So.
Good stuff. Wow. Well, I'm excited for you.
Yeah, thank you.
It sounds like a really great program. And what you do, again, is pioneer stuff. So congratulations on that.
Exciting. Thank you
good
so
stuff.
Much.
All right, Rachel. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Rachel Farrell from Northwest Community Credit Union doing some cool stuff with hemp.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.